الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. إن شاء الله this khutbah will be the continuation of the series Know Your Enemy. What you ought to know about the shaitan. All the previous khutbah that related to that subject, they are now on the website islamiccenterofamerica.net. So inshallah, if anybody like to follow or to start from the beginning with this series, you are more than welcome to go to this website, and inshallah you will start it, and this one if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there maybe today or tomorrow. In the very briefing to get to the subject of today in this series, we found out that the human being has an enemy, and that enemy imposed in itself and consider the human being enemy because he is the reason for taking him out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy, and he is compacting him 24/7. And we found out also that the dilemma about entering the Jannah and getting out of it, and we found out that Eve has nothing to do with it, and all the philosophies or the part of the different religions that held it Eve responsible for doing that, for getting Adam out of the paradise, it was corrected. And the right concept, it was explained in the Holy Quran. So the starting point here is Adam and Eve, they are the same. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them to be the sons and the daughters of Adam. وَخَيْرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ And the best among you by piety. And I talked about how the shaitan approach you. How he approach you, and we found out that there are six major ways that the shaitan come to you. And I talked a little bit about how we can find out the wrongdoing that you are doing. Is it coming from shaitan or coming from you? And we found out there is a fine line that you can buy it, find out if what you are doing is really a whispering and the influence of shaitan, or it is on you. Or by another word, you yourself became to be a shaitan. If what the wrongdoing, the urge for do wrong is consistent, it is consistent, no, that's you, not the shaitan. Because the shaitan moves fast and doesn't waste time. If shaitan see you block him in one area, he's going to say, okay, fine. I'm going to go to another area. I'm going to grab you from another area. But I'm not going to be persistent. But if you are, know that you are the one who is doing it. And those six, very quickly, he's going to come to you in the beginning. Ukfur, commit blasphemy. And when you say no, cannot do that. You're going to come and say, how about a disobedient? And you're going to come and say, I cannot do that either. You're going to say, okay, obviously you are very good for me. And here you started the drug. And what is that? The drug put you in a state of ghafla, a state of illusion, a state of that you are Mr. Right. You are okay. And how we know that we are in this state? When your behavior started to be routine. And in this, you find yourself, walayazu billah, following al-hawa. Following your own desire. Following your own lust. Following your own convenience. Cannot did you do that? And you started to wake up. He's going to give you the next one. And what is the next one? Wal'ayazu billah. Makes you forget the zikr, zikrillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make you postpone the good deed that will get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now you are not doing anything wrong and you feel comfortable, but in reality you shouldn't, because he is now, you are working in routine in your life, and there is no such a thing called a routine in Islam. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is telling us plain clear, if you are not in increase, you are in decrease, but you will never be in the same. So now he got you to the point, he say, okay, you wanna do good, okay, but how about just to slow down a little bit, keep postponing. How many times we want to do the Isha prayer, for instance, on the right time, and we keep postponing till we fall asleep? That's just one example. Keep postponing, keep pushing, and make you completely forget when you are in that state. Wal'ayazu billah, make you forget, completely forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Who is Allah? What is His right? Why you are alive? When and how to fulfill His obligation on you? You don't remember that. You are living 24/7. You and whatever interest is occupying your mind. Is there anybody else in that horizon? Nobody else. It can't. Are you doing it? And you think that you are doing what? The best that it can be done. How you can be number one, and all your attention for number one, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daman al-rizq lak, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sakhara lakum ma fi al-samawati wa ma fi al-ard, I made everything in heaven and earth at your convenience. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا يَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. الرزق, provisions, what is scared that they light out of you, don't worry about it, that's my business. And I'm taking care of it. Why? Why he's making everything convenient? Why he is provision that it keep you afraid and sensitive about it? He's saying, don't worry about why. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freeing your hand so you can do the job that he created you to do. And instead of keeping over occupying yourself by yourself, and you end up dying doing what? Nothing. What you were doing all your life, merely maintaining the life. What did you do with the life? Nothing much. That's number, the technique number five that the shaitan uses with you. And he's using all of them with all of us, no exception. How about number six? Number six and the final. When he see you that stuff, and you are that strong, and you are not going to move right and wrong, he will come and make you over-occupied by the ceremonies and rituals. And at the same time, he will evacuate it from its own heart. What I mean by that? We all know. I don't mean in this point to attack anybody or any community or to attack anything, but I just want to give some example to how we are falling right in the lap and the hand of the shaitan, doing, thinking, doing what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see a people fighting with each other. Why? He entered the masjid by his left leg, not the right leg. One of the common dilemma of the Muslim, the halal meat. I know people drive tens and tens, if not hundreds of miles to buy halal meat. And where is the rest? Where is the rest of this religion? Where is the lawful and forbidden? What is the stealing? What is killing? What is the children? What is the new generation? They are eating halal meat, that means it's Jannah. Stop doing the rest and don't feed them halal meat. Don't feed them meat. Don't eat meat. No one would drop dead because he doesn't eat meat. But you see how then we go for exaggeration? You are leaving the adultery and the drugs and blasphemy eating alive our community from inside out. Where is the new generation? Where is our obligation to the new generation? They are in a world and you are in another. And what occupy your mind and soul? What's going to go on the pot? I cannot talk to this family. Why? They don't eat halal meat. Believe me, I'm telling you 11 examples. 11 cases that I lived. And problems I tried to solve between brothers. That's the work of shaitan right there. Make you end up, the religion is nothing more than ceremonies, rituals. And when you look at it, it is even empty from inside. Now the question is any of the 6 points that I talked about now, you can relate to? Do they exist in your life somehow? That's the time to attack them and to take back your life from the shaitan. Now, the shaitan, how the shaitan start with you and me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us from the beginning, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفٌ. His influence is weak. The shaitan himself admitted. He said, I will do everything possible to sit down and stay and tempt him away from your straight path. إِلَّا, there is a category I know from the beginning, I am not going to mess around with them. Because I know I'm going to lose with them. And I'm not going to waste my time with them. Who are those? Illa al-mukhlasin. The genuine, sincere one. I have no handle with those. Those I cannot handle. Okay. How that type of engagement start? Number one, what you need to know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you in an excellent position to start. What is that excellent position? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I'm just going to get to the verse that I want, that part that I want. Kataba rabbukum ala nafsihi ar-Rahma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so decided to treat you with mercy. And what does the mercy means? Mercy basically means preventing harm from happening to you. That's the general term of the mercy. Preventing harm from happening. Prevent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starting you under the umbrella of His mercy. That's number one. So obviously, for the shaitan to work, what he gonna do? For the shaitan to get engaged with you, what are he going to do? He's going to try to get you outside of this umbrella, outside of the protection, outside of the jurisdiction of the mercy. I want it you one-to-one. And how are we going to do that? How the shaitan will do that? وَمَنْ يَعْشَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانٌ فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. The minute you stop doing zikr, a shaitan gonna say, got him. And got him good. The minute you stop zikr, zikr started from Ya Rab till no end. So many format. Salah, dua, qira'at al-Quran, study. The minute you stop and Allah is not in your memory, got him. You are outside. And now it is what? He will start. How he gonna start? He will let you hear what you want. To promote you to do what he wants. so you can get further and further out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. If you look at the Quran from the beginning till the end, in the relationship of the shaitan, you will find the shaitan, the human being following the shaitan. The shaitan is not following the human being. And Allah sending us warning, لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان. And others and others and others and others. So by your own choice, the fatal mistake that you and I doing, stop zikr, follow the footsteps of shaitan. The shaitan has his own army. He is not going to work alone. He needs a people. He needs soldiers to help him. And he got two categories of soldiers. The first category is, wal'ayazu billah, shayateen al-jinn. From the jinn themselves. And we already know, and inshallah you will know from the series, that the word shaitan, that means the one who went outside the boundary without having right. That's the word shaitan mean, generically. And that can be a jinn or can be ins, can be a human being. When you do something outside what you've been told, that means you are shot out of the boundary of what you're supposed to be doing. This is in the Arabic language. For instance, when they put a pot, has a milk in it, or has a food in it, and it is overcooked, what they say, before it gets burned, what they say, says, shot. Shot means that mean went outside. But it's supposed to, which is the cooking pot. And these two categories of soldiers, one of them is the jinn. And he will welcome them. Open the arm wide, promote them, praise them, advise them, train them, do everything possible. That's the first category. And after that, he will lead them to go to the human being. And basically, how they function with the human being. Waswasa. Plan doubts. Plan doubts. All the time plan doubts. Doubts to the point it comes into your mind, 1 + 1 will never equal 2. Argument. If you look at, you go to the internet and see the people, what they are talking about. Please. It is fundamentals. It doesn't need scholars and learn it. And even adult to discuss issues like this. Wasting time. Another technique they use, fear. وَالشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفْ أَوْلِيَاءُ. Scare them. Scare them to the point of doing good deed. It turned out to be what? Something to be afraid of. Spending money or spending whatever Allah gave you fi sabilillah, you have to say, well, I have to keep something to tomorrow. I have, the one who gave you today, he is the one who gave you tomorrow. And maybe the money will be here today and money will be here tomorrow, but you will not be here today, tomorrow. Just this week, I don't want to make it longer. This week, only this week, from last Friday till this Friday, 3 people that I know went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, death without no expectation. One of them prayed the Isha and he said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And that was the end of the world with him. And his head went a little bit down. He did not even fall. Everybody sitting around him thought that he is doing tasbih. And he was gone. He did not even have a headache. All the time I ask myself when incidents like this happen, are you the next? What was in that man's head or this woman's head 15 minutes ago? What it was in their thinking? Did they think that they will never, even if there is a dinner after that, they will never eat it? And it is, they prepare it? Or there is something that they're going to do they will never be able to? Where we got that contract, where we got this confident that the next minute is mine, that's the work of shaitan. So the shaitan, when it comes down to the haqq, you automatically use the word what if. How about this? What will happen if you yourself, you were a fetus in your mother womb? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mudabbir al-amr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not apply what if. He gave you the right dosage in the right time and the right concentration. Everything without neither your knowledge or your mother knowledge. What makes you think that he is any different now? And the second category of the soldier that he uses a human being. But like I said earlier, there are ground rules of that combat. And we're going to get to the point where no one will go there without his will. No one. We know the ground rule. You start in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. You do the fatal mistake. You stop zikr. You get out. You follow by your own desire outside. But how and why? Are we really that naive? No, we are not. But what is the first of all, before I talk about what they are doing, how we know them? And how we know that we are not among them. And we have one of the attributes of what I'm going to talk about. That's the time to stop. Because it is serious. And you better take it serious. Number one. Where you stand from al-Iman. Where you stand from Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where you stand from ulama هذه الأمة? Where you stand from what it calls thawabit, the basic fundamentals? إنما يعظم شعائر الله من آمن بالله. Where you stand? You take it lightly? Or you don't give it the right magnitude? Or some people, they argue about it. Or you don't know much about it to start with. You see where the problem starts? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he started the message, he did not say, prostrate. He said, read. Read. And you don't have to be a scholar. It takes, learn that much and apply it. Learn other and apply it. That's all it takes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving a definition to those people. And he's saying what? الَّذِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيَبْغُونَهَا عُوَجًا وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ كَافِرُونَ. يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, they abstract the effort, anybody trying to do something good, they abstract, they stop, jealous, hate, whatever the reason is. وَيَبْغُونَهَا عُوَجَ, they want it to stray. Modern. Modern. You are very conservative. You are narrow-minded. You see, you don't understand. And I have excuses for having it stray. Number two. Following my convenience and my interest. Whatever good for me is lawful. Whatever bad for me is forbidden. That's the bottom line. Whatever good, riba is good for me in the bank and whatever I want to do, alhamdulillah. No. You see, you don't understand. And you find excuses for what you're doing. Who are you cheating? Who are you cheating? Yourself. You are the first victim to yourself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَنْ تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا. Allah wants you to forgive you. But the people that they follow their own lust and their own convenience, what they want you to go astray. They don't want you to go to the right way. They want to take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. Another category of those, al-mubadhirin. And who is al-mubadhir? In the law Arabia, in the Arabic language, al-mubadhir is the one who spends the money without, in a silly ways. But in reality, al-mubadhir is not only the one who spends the money in silly ways. The mubadhir is everyone misuse Allah ni'mah. Allah giving a wrong way. Al-hayah ni'mah. Life itself is ni'mah. Are you using it the best way? Al-sihah, health is ni'mah. Are you using it the best way? Knowledge is ni'mah. Are you using it the best way? Money is ni'mah. Are you using it the best way? If you don't, you are among the mubadhirin. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. Where do you stand? Are you using everything by scale? A scale being said by the Quran and the Sunnah? وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةً حَسَنَةً لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Whomever want the day of judgment and one of the, Allah to be pleased with him, you have the role model of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, what did he have behind? I'm going to let you answer that question. Al-ghafla. Al-ghafla, that means you are in a state of suspend. Suspend. Or by another word, you are in a situation where you are doing activities, but none of this activity is leading you to accomplish your goal. That's ghafla. I can get on the car and get on the highway, and I know the distance between here and between my home about an hour and 15 minutes or 20 minutes. I can drive in any direction in 1 hour and 20 minutes or even 2 hours, and I'm not going to reach my home. Did I do the driving? Yes. Did I do the mile? Yes. Did I arrive home? No. Why? Because I was not in the right direction. ألا أنبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. Let me tell you about the genuine losers. They are the one who spent the life gearing their wheels, keeping going, but in the wrong direction. Thinking that Allah will be pleased by their accomplishment, and in reality Allah even wouldn't look at their accomplishment. Why? Because they are in a state of ghafla. A state of ghafla, the other, which is the opposite of it, is what? Is zikr. What you say to yourself when you wake up and your eye get open in the morning. That's what going to determine if you are in a state of ghafla or you are in a state of zikr. Do you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving you the gift of life again? You were dead. Few hours ago, all of us were dead in a form of sleep. When you wake up in the morning, what the first thing that came to your mind? Did it came alhamdulillah? All praise to be Allah who gave me one more opportunity. Did you reinstate your commitment to Allah? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah? Did you reinstate the commitment of your soul, labbaik Allahumma labbaik? Did you reinstate that today is the day of forgiveness? Allah, give me one more chance, let me use it. Or I have 8 o'clock, I gotta be in the office. I gotta this action to be taken at 9 o'clock. 9:30, I better call. I'm not saying that's wrong. But learn how to put your priority right. Time to get it out of here and put it in here. Take it out of your heart and put it in between your hand and use it. It is not a cold withdrawal from life. No. You not only have to be active in life, you have to be proactive in life. But who gonna win? The life or you? Who gonna use the other? You gonna use life or life gonna use you? Where do you stand from zikrillah? There is a verse, let me share that with you. Every time I get into it, I really get in a problem and I get in a lot of trouble with myself. I don't know how to say it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. If now is not the time to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when that time gonna come? Now you see the work of shaitan? Does it hurt you? Does it hit you? وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few among my servant. عبادي, not عبيدي. وقليل من عبادي الشكور. That's the work of shaitan. Right there. الجرأة على المعاصي. We have the mighty to disobey. The mighty to disobey. And disobeying is a disaster. But drugging yourself to turn right to wrong and wrong to right. A lot of people living in everything make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry. And they say, Alhamdulillah, Allah give me tawfiq. You open a store. You are selling in it liquor. You are selling gambling. You are doing all kind of filth. You are pushing drugs. And you say, Alhamdulillah, business is good. Hey, wake up. Wake up. The shaitan didn't do it. The shaitan himself didn't do it. When he came to disobedience, he was respectable to Allah. He said, وَعِزَّتِكَ لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. By your mighty. And you are coming and look at any broadcast to any Muslim ummah. I'm not going to mention any nation because they all alike. You see those coming out half naked and say, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make me successful in this drama or make me successful in that show. How it works. How bad the heart it came to. That you get to the point where not only turning right to wrong and wrong to right, but you took Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granted. Took him completely for granted. And that's the shaitan didn't do. The shaitan didn't dare to take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granted. But we do. That's the work of shaitan. When you yourself turn out to be shaitan. وَلَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ. And here in this point, what I want to say, there are fundamentals. And some of those fundamentals, if right, compromised, and decide to live with evil, evil will never accept to live with right. will never do it. Evil will never live with right. But evil can live with the fabric of right, a model of right. A box look like right, but empty from inside. That's what the evil gonna accept. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the teaching of the Holy Quran. So we can live in peace and die in peace. And inshallah in the hereafter we'll be in peace. And we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى آتاه الله اليقين. Another attribute of the jund of shaitan from Bani Adam, the soldier of shaitan of Bani Adam, the arrogant, very arrogant, very arrogant and self-opinionated. I am Mr. All Right. My ideas is the correct one. What I am doing is the right thing. How about others? No. Too arrogant. Okay, now. You did not commit a kufr. You did not commit ma'asiyah, but you're still arrogant. You see, you have three categories. Deal and take you clearly out. So even you know. But the other one, they think that they are okay. The last three that I said, they thinking they are okay. And it comes the point of being self-opinionated and so arrogant in religion that you think that you are doing improvising or doing ijtihad. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدَى. Arguing. Like a few years ago, somebody came up with a commotion. Logical? Yes. Right? No. But that's an example. What is the example? What's so wrong with moving Friday prayer to Sunday prayer? Make it Sunday instead of Friday. We know everybody pray Friday. Everybody is busy Friday. Saturday, we already did the shopping. The kids already took a shower or bathroom. Sunday, everybody is happy. We can come home. And they started campaign. Another one started last week. And this is an international level. Why the Muslim do not prove to the whole entire earth that they are the peacemaker? There is no terrorism among them. It is the religion of brotherhood and tolerance. Why don't we build a new Kaaba in Sinai? We'll make it every single one. Muslim, Christian, Jews, atheist, Buddhist, go and make Hajj there. And give it a season. That's going to be good. Business will be good 24/7. And at the same time, Muslim will prove they are tolerant to other religions. What do you think about that? Is there any difference between what was happening in Mecca before Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You see how the shaitan work? وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا بَلْ نَحْنُ مُصْلِحِينَ. And if they were told, stop it. Have the fear of Allah. Don't do a mischief in what you are doing. He says, you don't even understand. We are the one who pioneering a change. We are the one who is trying to do good. And your narrow mind, your conservative behavior is trying to stop us from moving forward. These are some of the examples of the gund of shaitan. وَلَيَازُ بِاللَّهِ. And I hope and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make none of us like them and none of us among them. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are calling on Him, not only by dua, we are seeking help. Ya Allah, make an among the people that they remember you 24/7. Give us the zikr, Ya Allah. You give us the life. You give us blessing. You said we cannot count it, and truly we cannot count it. We ask you for one more. Give us the qalb al-zakir. Give us, Ya Rabb, al-qalb al-zakir. Ij'alna min al-lazina qulta fihum. Let us be among the people that you said at the end of Surah Ali Umran. Al-lazina yaskuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Wa tafakkaruna fi khalqi al-samawati wal-ard. Rabbana ma khalaqta haza batilan subhanak. فقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تخيب دعاءنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا رب وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. I ask it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of Surah Ali Umran, He is honoring a category. He said they are in a state of remembering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, standing, sitting on their side, thinking about the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mighty, and what they are asking, what? Qina azab al-nar. Protect us from the hellfire. I hope inshallah that we will be among them. Ibadallah, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Declare a war against your shaitan. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله